The vote by the Springfield City Council came after about 90 minutes of debate during a special meeting Friday night and was greeted by cheers in the packed council chambers. Councilors spent most of the meeting highlighting the financial payments and other benefits the city is to receive under the terms of the host community agreement signed last week by Mayor Dominic Sarno and a top MGM official. City Councilor Kenneth Shea echoed many of his colleagues when he said the MGM Casino project is the opportunity of a lifetime to reverse decades of decline in Springfield.
This is a great opportunity for the city of Springfield. It needed to be forward, moved forward. I think we've done that, and I think we're on the road to success finally.
MGM is proposing to invest about $800 million to develop a resort casino in the south end of downtown Springfield, an area that sustained heavy damage in the June 1st, 2011 tornado. The company says there will be 2,000 construction jobs and more than 3,000 permanent jobs.
The last time we had great development in the city of Springfield that really moved the needle was the Civil War. We haven't had it. After that, everything's gone downhill. I think this is comparable to that, and I think this is going to push us forward again. We're going to become a destination city for people for medium-sized conventions. That's going to be unbelievable for us.
MGM is one of three companies actively pursuing a casino development in western Massachusetts. Mohegan Sun has been cultivating a project for several years in the town of Palmer. Hard Rock International hopes to build a casino on a portion of the Big E Fairgrounds in West Springfield. Only one casino license will be issued in western Massachusetts. Voter approval of the casino project is a prerequisite for MGM to apply for a license from the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. MGM must pay the expenses for holding the vote in Springfield and is expected to schedule it for mid-July. Michael Mathis, Vice President of Global Gaming Development for MGM, said the company has worked hard to win community support for its casino.
It's important that we win the vote by more than 51%. We believe we can. It'll take a lot of work. It's mostly about getting the message out, and we're going to work very hard. We've got a lot of partners in the community, folks that have volunteered hours throughout this whole process, and they've been really anxious to get to work. So this vote tonight really kicks that off.
MGM has been marketing its casino project in Springfield since last summer with a campaign that has included TV ads, billboards, lawn signs, a storefront office, and dozens of neighborhood meetings. Archbishop Timothy Paul, president of the Council of Churches of Western Massachusetts, vowed to mount a campaign to convince Springfield voters to say no to the MGM project.
Our objective is to give the voters just a clear choice of what comes along with casinos and what kind of urban problems that come along with casinos, and we're going to do that. We're going to make our voices heard every Sunday in our pulpits. We're going to make our voices heard by knocking on doors, and we're going to do it the old-fashioned campaign way. We're ready to roll up our sleeves.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said he'd spoken with business people in Springfield who had backed a rival casino project by Penn National Gaming, and everyone is now on board with MGM.
We have a great deal of confidence that they are a good horse to ride before the Mass Gaming Commission, and we also believe that they are a company that we can depend on and that they will build what they said that they will build, and we also think that we have significant safeguards within the agreement to assure that.
The Sarno administration spent nearly 2 months negotiating with both MGM and Penn before picking MGM's project. The host community agreement commits MGM to $24 million in taxes and other annual payments to Springfield. MGM will also help fund improvements to parks and libraries and pay for public safety enhancements in a large part of downtown Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.